This topic describes how to recover a broken Tuya-based smart socket, BKN7231N, CB2S, BL0937, and then to flash it to OpenBeacon. I purchased a smart socket a couple years ago and use it to automatically switch off my electric unicycle charger when power consumption is very small, for a specific period of time. Just for safety reason, if charger consumes less than 7 watts during the recent 15 minutes, then I suppose then my EUC is charged and I want to cut power, just in case. The smart socket works with Yandex Smart Home. It was a cheap socket with AT&T brand and no model code on it. The only information is the following. And one day it stopped working and did not react on button press. I disassembled it and found out that it runs on BKN7231N MCU, CB2S module, and has BL0937 chip for power metering. 5-volt power supply is made on KP15051SP. Then I checked capacitors, 5 volts, and 3.3 volts power supplies. They are okay. So, main suspect is MCU. Then I soldered power directly to 5-volt capacitor and UART at CB2S pins, wires, and connected them to USB TTL adapter, switched to 3.3 volts level mode via jumper, and tried to dump flash with BK7231 GUI flash tool and LT chip tool. Both tools failed with CRC errors. I'd have found that CRC errors happened for the first 0x100 bytes only, so bootloader was corrupted. Then I connected to UART2 pins on CB2S module and saw in terminal that boot started but then freezed in some seconds, so flash was faulty, but I still had a chance to rewrite faulty page and hope that it will recover. I verified that my smart socket has the same bootloader as OpenBeacon, the first 64K bytes of OpenBK7, the first 64K bytes of my smart socket's dump were the same, excluding those faulty bytes in the beginning. So I have cut the first 4,096 bytes from OpenBK731N QIO 1.18.288.bin file and write it into BK731N at 0x0 offset using custom write functionality. And it helped. The socket booted and worked correctly. But I wanted to try OpenBeacon itself, so I have written it to my socket. Then I applied config from original dump, set Wi-Fi SSID and password, and wrote OBK config. I didn't use the following information since everything has configured automatically, but let it be here. Rebooted the socket and opened its web page in web browser to check that power metering works fine. Power, voltage, and amperage values shown in web app were correct compared with another power metering device, so no calibration was required. Then created the following autoexec.bat to implement required functionality. If power consumption is less than 7 watts during the recent 15 minutes, then turn power off. Everything works as I want. JSON template from web application main tab.